Hi, Kim Knight here, creator of the Knight Method of Transformation. And in this short video, I want to talk about insomnia and some of the reasons which may be causing insomnia that you may not have thought of. Now, it's estimated that 30 to 50% of the general population in America is affected by insomnia, and that 10% have chronic insomnia, which means that ongoingly, long term, they have a really bad sleep problem. So it is a big issue and it is an epidemic and it seems to be increasing. It also tends to affect women more than men. So let's first of all look at what is normal sleep. So in general, people say that 6 to 8 hours a night of good, undisturbed sleep is a healthy sleep. And in general, we should be falling asleep within 10 to 30 seconds of putting our head on the pillow at night and sleeping soundly through until we wake up and feel refreshed in the morning and ready to bounce out of bed. So, how do you compare with that? Now, I'm going to go through and give a few different tips and theories around good sleep. Now, do you know that there is what is called a meridian clock? So, we have meridians in our body, and this is what acupuncture is all about. When you go to see an acupuncturist, they put needles in your body to change or reroute the flow of energy in the body so that we unblock blocked meridians or increase energy in certain meridians. Now we have these different meridians in our body, and they switch on and off at different times throughout the day. And our nervous system is a meridian or that is switches on at around 11 o'clock and off again at 3 in the morning. So that's 11 p.m. to 3 p.m. And it's our liver and gallbladder organs. And that correlates in Chinese medicine with the nervous system and the wood element. Now, what's really interesting about this wood element and the liver and the gallbladder and the nervous system is that because the nervous system is the system in our body that is very connected with stress and getting overly sensitive, if we don't get good sleep during those hours and also a few hours after that, then we're going to feel on edge and stressed. But because it's the wood element of the body, the liver and the gallbladder and the nervous system are called the wood element in Chinese element medicine. The wood element is an element that always grows. So if you think of plants and trees, they just keep growing, growing, growing. It's like if you leave weeds in the ground or even just any plant, it will just continue to grow. And so if we start getting really active with our minds during this time at around 11 o'clock, it will find it really difficult to go to sleep, right? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that your mind can get really creative? Because that's another element of this wood element is creativity. If we start getting really creative with our mind at this time, then we get overstimulated. We overstimulate our nervous system and our sensory systems, and then we can't fall asleep. And so we'll have a bad night's sleep. So the solution to that is that we need to make sure we're in bed before that meridian switches on. So ideally, we need to be in bed at around 10 o'clock or asleep by around 10 o'clock. And this is following the laws of nature. So there are many, many different laws of nature which most humans are completely oblivious to, but most animals are completely following because it's their innate nature. But because we have our thinking minds, we can overrule and override these laws of health, with our mind. And this gets us into a lot of trouble. So if you look at animals, they go to sleep at night, and the birds, they go to sleep at night. But humans, they stay up at night. So it's really useful just to know this meridian clock, this meridian timetable, and to follow it and work with it rather than against it. Now, secondly, how and when and what we eat will also affect our sleep. If we are eating late in the evening, then our body is trying to digest our food and it will not feel comfortable and it will disturb our ability to fall asleep and get a good night's sleep. Now it's up to you to find out and discover what is the optimal time that I say, okay, that's my cutoff time for eating. But in general, people say around 7 o'clock in the evening, it's good to not eat after 7 o'clock in the evening. So you can test that out. You can check out, well, what are my eating patterns? And also, what we eat will make a difference. If we've eaten food that is not agreeing with us, that is not healthy for us, then that's also going to put the body under stress and that may affect our sleep patterns. Sleep hygiene is really our habits of when we go to bed, which I've already mentioned with the meridian timetable, but it's about just being aware of what are my sleep patterns, what time am I going to bed, what time am I getting up, are they healthy, are they following the laws of nature and the laws of health. Now, one of the other reasons that we can stay awake at night is because we're in the stress mode. Now, our body has what's called the stress mode and a relaxation mode, which in medical terms is called the sympathetic or the parasympathetic response. Now, during the day, we're slightly more in the stress or sympathetic mode because we're active. Whereas at night we're meant to be relaxing and the parasympathetic mode switches on. However, we can also say that in general we're meant to be relaxed most of the time, and in theory, the body should only go into stress in a real emergency. That is what the stress response is for. It is to deal with real life-threatening emergencies. But most people are spending a lot of their time in the stress response, and the body is experiencing all the time that there is a perceived threat to its life, and this keeps this stress response switched on when really it shouldn't be. So if we go to bed in stress response and we're really, really hyped and our nervous system is overly hyped, we're going to find it difficult to go to sleep. So, in a moment, I'm going to share a couple of exercises that one can do to de-stress because being able to de-stress is very, very important for being able to sleep well. Now, often when we're in bed and we're stressed, our mind is going to go into overdrive, and we call this the monkey mind. So, we're overthinking, we're just thinking, 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 and we're lying there and we're thinking of all the projects that we have to do, all the tasks that we have to do, and we just can't shut our mind off. Now, that is symptomatic of the body being locked into the stress mode, being far too much time in stress rather than in relaxation. And so, we have to learn to deal with this during the day, so that when we go to bed at night, it's not affecting us and we're in a relaxed state. Now, one of the reasons also that we will have our monkey mind and the overthinking going on is because we have unfinished business in our life. We have issues that are going on that have not been dealt with or completed, and usually these are issues with people. And as a result of that, we have a whole heap of emotions inside of us, such as frustration, sadness, disappointment, hurt, fear, etc., etc., which are churning around in our body, whether we're aware of them or not. And if we hold a whole heap of emotions inside of our body and we don't deal with them, what happens is the mind starts going into overdrive because it's trying to deal with them. But the thinking mind can't deal with emotions. They're two separate things. Emotions are irrational, thoughts are rational. We cannot think our thoughts away. Sorry, we cannot think our feelings away with our thoughts. We need to deal with our emotions in a different way. But either way, we have to deal with this unfinished business so that we bring our body and our mind back into a peaceful state. So we have to clear the decks. We have to clear unfinished business, and that is a long story to telling you how you do that. That is what I do when I work with people, but this is what we need to do. Now, here's a couple of techniques for de-stressing in general. Deep breathing, deep abdominal breathing. Most people are shallow breathers. They're only breathing in their chest. They're not aware of their breath, and they don't realize that normal, natural, healthy breathing is a deep breath right down into the abdomen, and then taking that breath all the way up the spine into the shoulders. So it's like our whole torso is breathing just like a baby breathes. This is normal, natural breathing. But most adults become chest breathers, which means they're very disconnected from their belly. But when we do abdominal breathing, it calms the mind and the body, and that can help us get to sleep. So as you're lying there in bed, you can do some deep abdominal breathing down into your belly, up your spine, into your shoulder blades, and then you just let it all go. And another thing that I recommend is that you take up a practice that is going to actively de-stress your body mind. That may be something like meditation, it may be qigong, but it is some sort of practice where you actively bring your body out of the stress mode into the relaxation mode to constantly and consistently train your body mind out of the stress response. If we are leading busy lives like most of us are in our 21st century, we need to actively, on a daily basis, have a de-stress technique and probably more than one. So these are a few little hints as to how to deal with insomnia. I look forward to seeing you in another video.